So hello, everybody, and welcome to our July 2019 open coaching for the entire ERC program. These are the calls where you can come in and ask any questions and get support in whatever way you want or need. I always like to hear some celebrations, if you have any, because that always is elevating you and elevating the group. And then we'll jump right in and support you in whatever challenges or problems or help you need in navigating this health journey. Looks like we have a good showing. People keep coming in. Hello. Paula, let's see. Lynn, Diana, Sandra, Jay. Home two. Who's home two? Oh, there's home two. Unmute. Yeah, there you go. Whoops. Unmute. You were talking, but we weren't hearing you. Zoom, John, and... Oh, that's you, Angelica. You keep coming in at Zoom, Dr.
I know.
And Barbara. So hello, everybody, and welcome. So I'd love to start if anybody has anything they would like to share as a celebration or a, just a something that you want to be grateful for. I would love to hear that right now, and then we'll go into whatever challenges you might be having. And Susanna, are you staying cool here in the 99-degree heat? And Lynn, it's probably... same heat out by you. Yeah, it's been pretty warm. Okay, so anybody want to share something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paula, go.
I'll share my celebration for the test result that I got back yesterday afternoon for my bone health. I had done this particular test a year ago, the NTX collagen peptide, whatever that is, that shows whether you're losing bone or I guess absorbing, I'm not sure the exact terminology, but a year ago it was very high in the losing bone side of things. And this time it has improved tremendously. I've gone the other way. And the main intervention that I did a year ago was add the nettles and alfalfa herbs that you had recommended. So I'm just really pleased about that. Yeah,
it was really exciting to see because they give the range for premenopausal women, and she was in the lowest quartile for premenopausal women. So like she was even good if she was 27, that result would have been good. So way to go. Yay, Paula. Woohoo! Love it when things work. Yay. So anybody who I've talked to about nettles and horsetail, alfalfa, those bone strengthening herbs, if you haven't done them yet, go for it. And I had a friend of mine who I told about that 10 years ago, and she did it, and she did a little consultation with me. You know, friends and family are, right? They kind of take what you say and like, eh. So the easy part of what I said was drink green smoothies and do nettles and horsetail and alfalfa. And she started doing it every day. And 6 months later, her bone density test came back better. And so she just said to me, I saw her recently, and she says, you know, I just had another bone density test 10 years later. She says, it's still improving. And she said, I just keep taking your herbs. I'm like, yay, way to go. So it works. It works along with good diet. So thank you for sharing that. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
Who else? Anything to share? Anything to questions? Any labs you want to go over? I haven't looked yet at the, I shouldn't have, I should have. Was there anybody that filled in the form? Yeah.
Yeah, Diana and I believe Claudia, unless Claudia's was an old one. She's not here. So.
I don't see Claudia yet, but I'll go. Diana always fills them out. So I just want to say, hey, Diana.
Here's the group. Yeah, I always fill them out.
You don't always, but I did 90% of the time. My dog is barking. Excuse Cassidy. That's Cassidy getting excited because somebody just rang the doorbell. So
Uh-oh. He'll,
you know, do that until Scott answers the doorbell. Okay, so we have...
I did put a caveat on mine is that I signed up for the Friday thing. So
yeah.
I wanted to make sure everybody else got theirs done in here first. Because I'm still waiting on one. I had three labs that came in since we did our last thing. So.
Oh, cool. And we'll have a lot of time on Friday to do it too. So we can just go through all this. All right. So cool. So Claudia's the last one.
Yeah, I can wait till Friday.
Jeannie and Diana. Okay. So I don't see Jeannie or Diana yet. Let me see if there's one more before that. Jeannie might have been. No, Diana's there.
Yeah,
Diana, was that from this time or last time? Let's see, date. 4/28/19. Okay, that's a while ago. All right, so let's see. Let's just see what Diana has. Yes, planning to attend celebrations. Got seeds and plants in the ground in the garden. Finally getting past the hard freezes and bizarre spring weather. And looking forward to watching miracles popping out of the ground. I love that comment. Watching miracles. The winter green garden is exhausted, but spring herbs and weeds have been filling the gap. Some new varieties coming to green smoothies. So nice. Yay. So you got back your Dutch test and blood spot fatty acids. Need help interpreting, especially the Dutch.
That one is old.
Say it again.
You got an old one there. That one's old.
This is old?
That was from back in April. Yeah.
Oh, that's from May. That was from May. Oh, that's from May.
Seeds. They're no longer seeds. That's a little old.
That's a little old. Let's see.
There's my celebration.
June. It looks like I don't see. It's the only one I see here is Claudia's.
Oh, so you don't have the Diana's question? Okay, let me.
No, look. You know, I think there's still an issue with there's two different ones out there because
there are.
Let me look at the. I'm looking at the responses. Let me look at the spreadsheet. Sometimes the spreadsheet has.
The one in the calendar event for today. I checked it. That's supposed to have Diana's question on it. Yeah, if you go to the call agenda link in the
That's what I clicked on. That's where I'm at. I clicked on the one on the call agenda.
All right, let me try it again because I just.
Oh wait, call agenda. Wait, no.
Yeah.
I was looking for the one before that. Good, you took them out. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
I see. Thank you. This is awesome. This makes it easier. Okay. So Diana got a hair minerals test back. Is that correct?
That's the one that hasn't come back yet.
Oh, it hasn't come back yet. All right. No. So what did come back?
I've got three of them that came back. There's your big panel came back, the add-ons to that, and then Drina had me run a CD57.
Okay, good. All right. Let me click on your lab folder.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So... date-wise, all right, so in the lab folder, sometimes with Google it drives me nuts because it doesn't really sort it by date, even though you tell it to. So I'm seeing randomly sorted stuff because I see March 6th at the top, October last year, then April. Okay, so I'm going to sort it by the name of the test, and then that should show me... The CD. Is it all in the lab? I'm just clicking the link that was in there. Did you put these in the master tracker, Diana?
I also loaded them in the master tracker, yeah.
All right, I'll go to master tracker. Except the CD.
Didn't have to put that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm going to go back to your Diana Labs. That's the link that was in there. But I'm not, it was CD. Is that what the way it was named on the CD?
Yeah, it says Diana Labs 57. And then the date.
Weird. Okay, Diana CD's 57. Got it.
That's the one.
All right.
And that one actually included a CDC, which is very interesting. But it's loaded, I said, in the master tracker.
That's loaded in, except the CD8 and 57 limbs. Okay. It's in normal range, and so is the CD8 and CD. These are complement for those of you who don't know, and they're more advanced tests, but we do it when somebody has some inflammatory stuff going on, and we're trying to figure out, you know, if there's particular leukotrienes and cytokines that are activated. And it looks like yours are normal, Diana, so that's good to know. That's very good to know. Let me get...
There's lots of good news there.
Yeah, so that's good news. Let me go to your Master Health Tracker. And is it okay if I share my screen?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let me do that. And that way, share. Share screen. Share Diana's Master Tracker. And we'll go through and see what we have here. Okay. There we go. So it's 7:19. 19. I'm going to move this to my other screen for now. Let's see what you got. All right, so we have white blood cells, 8.4, a little bit on the high side. Red blood cells, 5.84, not as high as they've been, but, you know, you're pretty consistent with that.
It's coming down.
But it is, you know, it was 6.22, 6.5, so it's just gradually getting down there, so that's good.
Yeah, all the red ones are, all of those are all coming down.
All of them are coming down into place. That's really, really, really good. That's great news.
Yeah, wait till you see the rest of the green.
There's lots of green. It's normal. Good. Let's see. We have RDW still on the high side. So there's still some anemia thing going on. There's still some change, and it might just be related to the hemochromatosis stuff. But there's difference in variations in size, and you've had fairly consistent. It was a little lower back here, but it's fairly consistent in that there's some change, variation in those red blood cell size. But your lymphocytes, look at that. Lymphocytes neutrophil ratio is perfect. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a lot of improvement. A
lot of stuff improved.
Drina and I were dancing the last Monday when we were looking.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome.
And by the way, my iron also came up and my ferritin went down, so my iron is now straightened out.
Right, the iron is, I must have gone through it by it too fast.
Yeah, you missed that. That one we really did some happy dancing over. So that's just strictly on that weed root.
There we go.
That I've used. That's the yellow dock.
Awesome.
That's the only thing I've done.
Everything
awesome. Else is just straighten itself out.
Let's keep watching it. Make sure you don't go too high, in which case you'll just lower your yellow dock. Wow, what a difference, 76 to 130, from 48 way back in whatever that date was.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the ferritin is here. Oh, it should be right here. Vitamins, here we go. Minerals right above that. Ferritin, there we go, 66. Wow, that's great. So, you know, the fact that the fact that the ferritin is down, because you had a low iron and a high ferritin, which indicates inflammation and, you know, especially liver inflammation. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job. Yay.
Yep.
Do you have any questions about it?
There was some interesting stuff. The cholesterol numbers are all much better. They've got the HDL up. The only thing that's still a little high is...
Yeah, I didn't even look at them because they were all green. Look at that, right?
All of them except the LDL is still a little high, but not bad. It's all coming down. This is the best I've ever seen. I'm so excited.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, the LDL is a little high, but look at it. It was 146 back then. It's coming down. Your cholesterol, your triglyceride HDL ratio is, look at that. It's perfect.
I know. Isn't it neat?
Oh, my gosh.
We're dancing. Our jaws were on the floor.
Awesome job. You did. Cholesterol is down from in the 200s to 191. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome work. So do you have a specific, I hate to ask this question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Is there anything in particular that you feel like you did differently that shifted it? Or is it just really the cumulative holistic effect of what you've been doing?
My gut is finally starting to heal. It is so slow. I mean, it's micro steps, but it's working finally.
It's finally getting there. And is Drina have you doing the castor oil packs?
Yes, when I need them, yeah. I'm not doing them regular, but yeah, when I get sore on my right side, yeah.
You do it. We were, I should just share her presentation with all of you. We did a presentation for our health practitioners last week, and it was on castor oil packs from a friend of mine who's a colleague. And she was talking about some effects of castor oil packs that I didn't even know had. You know, it was like, stimulating parasympathetic, stimulating oxytocin. And she said, and I can't remember the exact reason, maybe Angelica, you do, you have a younger Brian than me. Why did she say the 7 days? It was something about 7 days straight. That she said, if you can't do them every day, do 7 days on, 7 days off. But there was some magic that happened at 7 days, and I don't remember what it was. I have to go look at my notes. You don't remember either. Yeah. Anyway, pretty amazing stuff that you can do with castor oil packs. And I know they're not the easiest thing in the world to do. She created this little thing. It's a castor oil pack thing. And you basically, it has these wraparounds that you can, you know, tie, or I think it's Velcro. You can Velcro it on. And she said, only put it in the middle so it doesn't leak out and you don't have to have this yucky thing. And to me, it seemed like a good thing. When I get back from vacation, I'm going to start trying that and just see if I notice a difference. So anyway, good job.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one or two other things. Oh, the, on the CD57 where the, platelets. Platelets are still clumping.
I didn't see the,
on that test, there was a little notation. Once again, I've got some granulocytes showing up.
That was on that CD67. Cause I didn't look carefully at that. I just looked at the CD cause you said the other was on there. So let me look.
Yeah, so there are still some things going on in my blood that are still a concern. That's why she wanted to run that test to see what if it was something viral, because I've probably got a retrovirus or a virus that's activated, and that's why she did that test to see if we could see if that was an indicator. So we're still hunting for what's going on in the blood.
Oh, I see. Here we go. CBC was a little hot. Now, this is the same stuff you had in the other test, RDW, neutrophils,
lymphocytes. Yeah, I think it's way down at the bottom of the
Okay. The granulocytes. Oh, yeah. High.
Yeah.
0.2, the interval 0 to 0.1, so it's elevated. Right.
Still got malformed red cells, malformed white cells now, and then the platelets are still clumping. So,
where does it say the platelets are clumping?
They couldn't read them at all. The platelet reading wasn't read.
Unable to do deaggregation of the platelets. Okay.
Zero. They didn't even bother to say they clumped. They didn't read them at all. They didn't even make a guess. So we know there's plenty of them. And like I told Rita, the only problem I have had with this clumping problem is it does capture some of the other cells in those clumps. So that my white count, my red count aren't necessarily very accurate.
Mm.
And I've had, we actually, when we drew the Quest Lab, your panel, told them specifically at the Quest Lab, please draw it in heparin and explain the situation. So she drew it in heparin also. But when we got the results back, it didn't say whether they did it in citrate or heparin, which one they tested. Or they even noticed that the heparin tube was sent along. So I was kind of a little disappointed because I couldn't figure out how in the heck we could call them and find out. But
that was through Quest, it's not doable. Right,
that was through Quest. And what the problem is, Dr. Rita Marie, is that they draw the tube. The one I had done at the health fair 2 months ago, they actually kept the test tube warm. Remember the lab tech? Kept it under their armpit. They walked straight into the hospital when they got back to Pocatello 5 hours later after keeping that warm. And it tested and they could read it. And so I had told the lady.
That was in April?
That was May, the May test.
That was May, so it's recent. And what were the platelet numbers then? I can look at
them. They were normal. They were starting to clump, but that didn't affect, because they didn't clump, it didn't affect the red count, the white count, et cetera. And that was where the granulocytes first showed up. She actually walked it. She didn't take it to the regular lab. She walked it into the hospital lab. And they did it right on the spot in front of her to make sure that she got it there as whole as it could be.
Doesn't Quest do it right on the spot, or do they send that out? I thought they did.
And that's the problem. At the Quest lab here in Idaho Falls, where I go, they send it to the Quest lab in Seattle. So it gets cooled, chilled on ice, and it is probably solid rock by the time it gets there.
Yeah.
Because they put it on ice and ship it by air.
Yeah,
and so that's why I keep having that problem. So,
is it just external to your body that these platelets are going to clump, right? or will it happen in your body? It seems like it happens at cooler temperatures and
right.
oxygen environment, which is not happening inside your body.
Yeah, what's interesting is how this is all developing. In the meantime, there was an interesting, when we went to Pocatello to get the CD57, they didn't run it at the Quest Lab. So I had to make a separate trip to get that special one that Drina wanted. So I went to Pocatello, and as I'm looking for this new lab that I've never been to before, I see this other one that says Express Labs. Well, I've never been there, and I thought, well, that's not the place I'm going, but I have to, something tells me to remember that. So we got to the, anyway, so that's that sample also clumped. I tried to tell that tech, I'm a clumper, please draw it in the heparin. He laughed at me, drew it in citrate, and I said, are you sending this out? And he said, yeah, going to the Quest in Seattle. And I said, it's going to clump before it gets there. So I finally got him to submit to a second test tube. And instead of getting a heparin tube, he did an EDTA. And I don't look at the needle in my arm where my blood just stops running. My brain will shut down. So I kind of glanced over there, and it was the purple top. I said, is that an EDTA? And he said, yeah. And I said, that thing's going to clump before you get the needle out of my arm. And he laughed at me again and just sent it on, and I just threw up my hands and gave up. So when that happened, and I knew it was going to clump, so it did. So anyway, so I thought, you know what? I need to look up this Express Labs and see what they're all about, because that might be another option. Is that, yeah, I've got to find another place that's not going to send it to Seattle to get tested. And I know that that hospital right across the street, if I walk in there, they're the ones that got me the last results that actually, while it was warm. And so anyway, I looked it up, and I may have hit a gold mine for me getting testing done.
Really?
I found this Express Labs is apparently nationwide, but the local branch is being run by the College in Rexburg, which is an extension of BYU University. And they've got some heavy-duty medical programs in there. But they test it right there in the lab.
Ah, perfect.
I have a walk-in lab now, and I can walk in there and get a blue top tube pulled and walk right to the machine.
God, awesome. What a find. That's awesome.
And they have a standard list of 757 tests that I can walk in and get.
And you can walk in without an order?
Basically, yeah. And they said, if there's anything that you need done that you don't, that is not on our list, please contact our office. So Drina has all this information. So next time I need to have a fancy test done, she can just call and arrange for it.
Oh my God. What a wild, that is so amazing. And in the middle of Idaho, who'd have guessed, right?
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere. Here we go. So anyway, that's my biggest victory of all is that we finally have an answer for the clumping problem, and we may be able to really get some good nailed down test results.
So can't we use that number? Okay, cool. Well, I'm happy that you're moving in the right direction, and I would highly consider doing at least a 7-day regime of castor oil pack, right?
Oh yeah,
7 days on, 7 days off, because I really think that there's a lot going on in your system that it could help, especially not just when you have pain, but to just help overall to restore balance. And to bring the parasympathetic, and it might even help you sleep.
Oh, I will do that. I will go back. I had done them pretty good there for a while, and then I, you know, got lazy and kind of forgot about them. So thank you.
Yeah, she was saying how she, you know, if she lays the thing on her fat belly and lays down, she falls asleep right away.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I'm. That's the hardest part is I usually sleep on my side, so I'm afraid I would just roll over, kind of on autopilot and.
Well, it's possible that you will, but you might just do it at the beginning of the night, you know, or get into bed a little bit earlier and just lay there and listen to some meditative music and do it.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what you try to do. But yeah, it's very hard not to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely awesome stuff. Thank you. I'm really excited. I'm excited
for you. Thank you.
I feel like I'm going to survive this.
You are surviving.
Yeah, I'm surviving.
You're on the way to thriving.
I'm thriving now.
Yes.
I'm getting my life back. I'm so excited.
You know, I know Lynn said something. I don't know if I could share it, but I'll ask you. She told Lynn something a year ago that was an objection to why you may not join us for this program. Do you remember what that was?
No. I probably will when you mention it.
Okay. So is it okay if I mention it, even though you don't know what it's going to be?
Sure.
Okay. So...
I was in a bad place.
I can mention it without crying. Diana was in a bad place health-wise. She had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of emotional stuff and a lot of health stuff. And she said to Lynn, I don't know if I should join because I don't know if I'm going to be alive by then. It gives me goosebumps, right? Because look at you now.
I knew I wasn't going to be alive. I didn't just think I might not be. I didn't think I was going to survive the program. I didn't think I had 3 months left.
We're glad you're here. We're glad that you are so ready and willing to take it on and do what it takes. And to be an inspiration to everybody, the herb walks we had on the last couple of calls were so much fun.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do some more of those. I re-upped.
Yeah, you're going to be back. So let's do it. Let's do more. I want to do a whole weekend on herbs, just like in the kitchen, and like we did last weekend, but just on herbs and special foods. So we'll talk about it. Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you on mute for a sec. And then, John, I saw you come back in. Do you have some stuff? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah. Hi. So things are going pretty well. I shared with our group call with Lynn Rose, and I know Diana and others were on it a couple weeks ago, but overall things are going well. I've done a variety of new tests. I'm sort of constantly redoing my blood work, primarily to check on my CK, and because I'm working quite a bit with Lisa and we're talking about a lot of things. But good news is the CK keeps going lower and lower. It's down to 107. So
awesome.
I've not had four or five readings within the normal range over the last, you know, 6+ months, and they just actually keep going lower. So that's good.
That's awesome.
And I've gained, I don't know, 16 pounds maybe in the last 8 months.
That's awesome. For most of us, that's not good news, but for John, this is great news.
Yeah. So, you know, I lost 25 or more, and I've gotten about 16 back, and I've actually kind of intentionally stabilized it there. Because it was actually getting kind of, it was such a dramatic rise over a short period of time, it was getting uncomfortable. Because I now have to build, I lost, it was mostly muscle, but now it's not all muscle. So now I've got to turn it into muscle. Otherwise, I'm just going to have a big waist and I'll be, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I can only take so many smoothies. I can only jam so much into my body at this point.
Right. Right.
I'm kind of retreating from the club a little bit because I just don't want to flare things, but I've built out a little bit of a home gym that's mostly tubes and rubber bands and things that I can do mild resistive type training, build up my shoulders and arms back a little bit, and I'm doing a lot of walking and some lower body stuff to build up the legs. So that it's going to be kind of a slow process. I want to gain about 5 more pounds. That's about it probably.
I want to just stop you there because what I want to say is this to me is a mindset shift that you've had that I think is really going to take you a long way, because before it was like, okay, I feel a little better. And then boom, 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 whatever you're going to do or whatever back at the gym. And then you'd backtrack. And so to hear you talk this way and to really say, this is, I'm going to take care of, I'm going to listen, I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to do this slowly, warms my heart because I just hated to see you get injured again and then backtrack. So congratulations on that. That's
super. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Cause the flares don't help me and it just sort of sets me back, and the flares can set me back 6 to 12 months.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah,
right. So that's why, cause the legs are still, I keep using the term wonky. I mean, my legs are still a little wonky. They're just not, they're not right. I don't have the strength that I had, obviously, so I got to build that back. I've been doing a ton of stuff over the last 3 months, a lot of continuing alternative stuff. I'm seeing this integrative doctor, Terry Grossman, here in town that Lisa and I have talked quite a bit about over the last 4 or 5 months. But so I did IV micronutrient infusion therapy. So I was doing high doses of glutathione along with C and B. I can't say that it produced any dramatic results. Maybe it's helped with the CK. It didn't make all of my symptoms go away. So let me transition to, I've been doing some NAD patches. So rather, we talked about doing NAD infusions, which are pretty expensive, right? They're about $500-$600 a pop. But we did a middle ground where I wore these patches that are kind of hourglass shaped, and they've got a electrodes between two patches. You put the liquid NAD on one side of the gauze, and you put saline or something on the other side of the gauze, and there's wires between them with a little battery in the middle. You apply that to an arm or a leg or something, and then it starts
to one side of the other.
And that current flows, so it helps infuse the NAD through your skin. And that's supposed to, I just finished 12 of those over the last 45 days.
And you do them like every other day or something?
Every 3 days. Every 3 days you do the patch.
Wow.
And so I did those, and then I'm now just starting ozone treatment. So like hyperbolic or hypobaric, whatever, your ozone, except instead of putting you in a chamber, you're hooked up to an IV, and they pump out 220 milliliters of blood, infuse it with ozone, and pump it back into you.
How does that feel?
So I've done that. You go in and you do. So the first time I did, they just did two passes of that. That took about 40 minutes. Then I went in last week for five passes.
Wow.
And now I'm going to do four sessions of 10.
How long does that take then?
The five took about an hour, so 10 is going to probably take about two.
That's
interesting what that's like. So I just sit there. It's a lot of work for the nurse because she's got to sit there and monkey with the thing. There's a machine that you're constantly pumping to make sure the blood's not coagulating, and they're jiggling the container that it's going up into, and then working a machine that helps drive it back down into your arm. And then infusing it with the whole thing, it's sort of nonstop work for the technician for 2 hours.
For 2 hours. And you can just be sitting there listening to.
Yeah. So I just sit there looking at my phone or whatever. And, so I have one Thursday and then the next 3 weeks. And then I'm also, so the one test I also took another Oates test, which I hadn't done in a couple of years. That all looked really good. A lot of there's some areas Lisa and I are going to address, but overall continued the positive trend from my previous Oates. So that's good.
Awesome.
Then I retook retook the antibodies test that Mayo used 2 years ago to identify the statin-induced necrotizing myopathy.
Okay.
Right. So that's a big part of that. I've got this autoimmune thing simmering in the background. So I retook that test, and those antibodies are still just as high as they were 2 years ago. So clearly that is still simmering in the background and probably keeping all of this other Levaquin-related stuff kind of percolating.
I'm percolating, yeah.
And so I tracked down, I called the lab and talked, RDL Labs is who does this very special test. The owner is actually a rheumatologist. I talked to him, and he put me in touch with the leading foremost expert on this condition, on the who I think might have designed the test, who is the expert on statin-induced necrotizing myopathy. Used to be with John Hopkins. He's now at the NIH in Bethesda, Maryland. And I've talked to him, and I've just given him all of my records over the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
That long to get him everything, all the images I've done in 4 years, all the blood tests, all the work I'm doing with you and the team. And I'm going to go see, they've got to synthesize all that. And then sometime in the coming weeks, I'll pay a visit to Bethesda and go to NIH.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're doing a study on myositis and particularly sort of statin-induced, but I think even more general myositis.
Yeah.
I think he's fairly big into the IVIG.
Okay.
From what I've read. So that, that could be, Lisa and I have talked about, that's probably, if there's one last thing that I do, it's probably that.
That something. Can be helpful for a lot of things. I actually did IVIG myself.
Yeah.
About 30 years ago. It's basically you're sitting there with the IV and, for 3 hours getting an infusion. But I did it for different reasons. It was for miscarriage, so it was supposed to help with specific antibodies that I didn't have, or I did, I can't remember the exact, I think I didn't have certain antibodies that were supposed to protect my body or a baby from being pushed out as if it was like cancer growing in the uterus, right? There's this specific right. mechanism, and they were giving me that to protect from that. So anyway, it's not an uncomfortable process. I think that I was doing it in the really early days of it. And so I'm sure it's come a long way since then, you know, the in terms of checking the donors and the blood and the whole bit.
It's not without risk, right? I mean,
no, it's nothing's without nothing. Like something like you're infusing somebody else's blood products into your body. It's not without risk, but definitely right. reward. Do your homework ratio, the risk reward ratio on that particular condition. Like what is it? What's the track record with your particular condition?
Yeah, we'll see what this guy, we'll see what his name is, Andrew Mammon, M-A-M-M-E-N. We'll see what he has to say about the whole thing. I don't think, and they're not doing so, you know, NIH is pretty much all research, and it's usually, yeah. you know, and what I've read and heard is that, you know, usually it's because they're going in with the idea that they've sort of got some treatment in mind, usually drug, some sort of drug therapy, but in talking with his nurse, that isn't what they're doing here. I mean, they're not going to prescribe. They're going to make recommendations back to my healthcare team mm-hmm. On what they think and what they see, and maybe some recommendations they would make. Then maybe one of those will be IVIG, maybe but one. They're not going to actually try to treat me.
Okay, so they're basically
they'll make recommendations back to my team,
and then will you become part of like their research data?
I guess I got to figure all that out. I haven't right now. We've been in this phase of getting them all of my, you know, I sort of inundated them with a bunch of stuff.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
And now they've got to absorb it and then talk about what's next.
Okay, and have you? I'm assuming with Lisa, you've been working on leaky gut.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm assuming with Lisa, you've been working on leaky gut, exploring
Yeah. And we're going to turn to that more because we were so focused on gaining the weight and driving the CK down and some of this other stuff that we'll turn back to some of the gut stuff. Like, and I probably, you know, the one thing I need to do, I gained this weight because I became a little less restrictive on my diet for sure. Right. So, and not being 100% gluten free amongst other things, at some point, I probably need to go back to 100%.
You've got to go 100% gluten free with any autoimmune disease.
Yeah. Really yeah.
Tell me about that. And then working on the leaky gut, and then you may see the antibodies actually start to go down.
Yeah.
So I would say that's what I would recommend for your next steps is really work on that leaky gut. Work on getting the gluten out and any other things that are aggravating to it. I mean, you can get plenty of calories in without gluten. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, and I sort of brought other things back like eggs and dairy. And so I can probably, those probably aren't as critical as.
It could be because of the cross reactivity.
Yeah. Right?
And if you really want to know, you can do the cross reactivity test with Cyrex. I think it's a Rafe. Four, I believe it's like $195, $225, something like that. And they will run your cross reactivities to see what actually cross reacts. It makes a huge difference. We had someone in years ago in the program, and she basically did, she had really high lupus, like an ANA of like, I think it was over 3,000. It was huge. Mm-hmm. And she went in the doctor and she said, I think it's because I've been gluten-free for all these years, but now I've just started to do all these alternative grains to gluten. Her friend had started a bakery and was making all this cool stuff, and she just like slipped back into that. And she says, I think that's it. And she didn't even bother with the test. She just took the list of all the foods that they test, and she just eliminated everything on the test. She went back 3 months later and said to the doctor, I want to redo the ANA test. And they said, no, we never redo them because they never change. She insisted. They did. It was under 100.
Huh. Well,
so it really affects the antibody levels a lot.
Because it's interesting because there's the school of thought from some of the, you know, I've gotten conflicted ever since I took the test with Mayo and on the statin-induced necrotizing myopathy. One school of thought that some rheumatologists have said is those will never go down either. That's but right. then others have said, well, no, that's not true. If they had given me methotrexate or something in prednisone, it might have actually driven them down to zero. which we've avoided that path together, right?
Yeah. But I would say this should be your next thing. Like, really focus on the gut. And we talked about castor oil packs to Diana. The other thing is it will actually help to seal the leaky gut. So it actually helps to improve the rate of repair on a leaky gut. So anybody with autoimmune condition should be doing those castor oil packs.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing a lot. You might as well add the kitchen sink to it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, there's, doing this infusion stuff takes a lot of time because it's just hours and hours out of the day. And
the castor oil packs they don't have to take time. It could take 3 minutes to set the thing up. You wrap it around, you lay in bed, and
yeah, I had done them. I was doing them actually 2 years ago to help heal my hernia surgery.
Oh yeah,
I was doing castor oil packs per Cynthia's recommendation at the time.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I would go back to that. I would just really focus all your intention on this is going to heal. Get those antibodies out of the bloodstream that can cross react, that can drive those antibodies up, or at least not allow them to come down. And just allow the inflammation to come down and, you know, hopefully get those to come down.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Glad you're coming back.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey. All right. Who else wants to share? I know, Gail, you shared some amazing stuff on the Facebook. You want to share? Whoops. Unmute.
Who did?
Yeah, you're unmuted.
Okay, good. I can share if you want me to. I just feel amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And I think I believe that it had to do with, it was a protocol that I started with a company called Well of Life. And I did it for 3 months. And I noticed my brain was clicking right away, and it's just been the last week that I've got so much energy.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Cleanse, I think you mentioned, right? It had to, part of it was a parasite cleanse.
Yep. Yeah. It's a parasite cleanse, but you know, and I only know some of what I read and what I heard. So I really didn't study the products. I just sort of took them. So from what I hear is that they've got stuff called fulvic acid.
Acid, which is
And that goes through, and they've got other things that bind. And you take that and then also later, or maybe right away, take a parasite stuff. And so the parasites die, and other stuff kind of gets glommed onto this fulvic stuff, and just you poop it out. And, you know, I guess I feel like that was stopping me all these years from healing, that maybe that was the barrier that wouldn't let my body, you know, take all the supplements or anything.
Yeah.
I used to climb in a chicken house. My parents made this little chicken house. It was really cute. When I was a little kid, I would climb in with these chickens with all the poop. And, you know, that's how I lived my life when I was a little kid. I was always around. I was around my pony and dogs and cats and bunnies. And
picked it up. What about, you also went to India, too. Didn't you go to India?
I've been all over the world. That also.
Picking up parasites is real common with that. Yeah.
That too, but I do believe that they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's
kind of they are easy to tell. You can tell when they're really overt on tests, but you know, the tests can miss them if they're not, you know, not all the tests will pick them up. There are some specific ones and that claim they pick them all up, but I think interesting that you did that. And you didn't feel awful. That's the other part. You didn't feel like you had those detox reactions.
Yeah. No, I didn't. That's amazing, too, is how simple it was. I sort of quit taking everything except the B12. I took that adenal that you put me on, adeno, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I just took my regular, my thyroid pills and my brain pills, the ones that keep me from being depressed. Yeah, the antidepressants. And yeah, and that's what I did. And so I'm so happy, and I hope this information, you know, can help somebody else, because you don't know if they've got the same thing. So,
and it's kind of like the resistance, right? You were doing a lot of really good things for yourself, yet not making that progress. And some of those things are the parasite.
My whole life, I've been trudging through health food stores, you know, trying different stuff. And I've been on calls with Susan, and she'd put me on like Sam E and stuff. And she'd go, did you feel the difference? And I go, no, I've never felt the difference with anything that we've done.
Placebo, like, cause you, that's what, who was it said that? I don't know who I was talking to you about with one of the people and, you know, maybe on our team who read your thing too. And I said, you know, with Yale, it's not placebo.
Uh-uh.
Because some other people, I might say, oh, it's the placebo effect. But I know that you have tried so many things and said nothing. It's like if Susanna said that, because Susanna has tried a lot of stuff too, right? And I don't think the placebo effect would be it, because if that was it, you'd be like flying high by now, you know, by a long time ago, right? So I'm excited mm-hmm. about that. And I looked at, oh, it was Steph I was talking to, because Steph and I were looking at the ingredients. Because you posted a link or something, or you posted a name or something,
micro, yeah,
something or other. Is that the Well of Life and micro something?
Micro formulas. Yeah. Those are the two that I know about that I would give gold stars to.
They're two different companies with two
different. They're two different companies. The guy, Jonathan Otto, he was doing stuff with the guy from Microbe Formulas called Jay Davidson, who is the Lyme expert.
That's Jay Davidson's company?
Yes.
Oh, I know Jay. He's amazing.
And well,
he researches stuff.
And he has partnered up with this guy, and I can't remember his name. It begins with a K. And they've got this Microbe Formulas. Now, I went with the Well of Life and did the 3-month, what I thought was a 3-month protocol. And at that time they didn't have very good, you know, customer service or anything. And gee, I was online and heard things about Jay Davidson's stuff. Mm-hmm. So I signed up then for, I guess, I don't know how many months it's for, but I signed up with him. And I had done what they call a full moon protocol. And that's when I started seeing worms come out. I know it's just, yeah. But
well,
you know,
better out than in.
That's it. And I just can't tell you. And, you know, I'd be glad to help anybody tell them. I mean, not that I know very much, but just it was so easy because I never got sick.
Yeah, that's really cool, because usually you get those die-off reactions, as Diana knows well.
You know, yeah, they make sure, because what they do is they put you on a protocol of a bunch of I don't know, herbs and cleansing stuff. So you're supposed to be helping your liver, your lymph, everything, kidneys to detox. And they say that because you've got this detox going, then when they add the parasites, that your body just, you know, it just keeps on flushing.
It's going because it's not, you're not plugged up. Yeah.
So my husband is doing it. Wow. Yeah, I know. Mr. Astronomer.
Right?
No.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
I know. He looked in the toilet was what happened. He said, that's not a part of you. It was, you know, he said that was definitely animal. So,
good.
Yeah.
So is there a maintenance program, or you get the 3 months and then you just do your healthy lifestyle stuff?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure, but I think because I've started this microbe thing, and that's when I did the full moon thing, and I had, you know, a lot of parasites coming out then. That's when it started. And then, so now I'm taking their formulas, and I really don't know. It's sort of ambiguous. I don't know if I think you're supposed to just see how you feel as you go along. So long as I've got worms coming out.
Keep going.
Or even something that smells bad or, you know, just isn't right. I'm going to keep going with this stuff.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Thank you. Thank you
for sharing. I know it's a sensitive area to share your poop stories, but I appreciate it because it could, you know, inspire somebody to really look at that. And I'm going to look at their products and see what, you know, what's in there that would help if it's something that, you know, again, with resistance and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. If I can, you know, answer any questions for anybody, you and anybody, you know, just let me know. I'd be glad. I just want people to, I mean, I just can't believe how much I've suffered and how hard my road has been. And this was so easy. And it was just, you know, like 3+ months ago that I was crummy.
Yeah. So. Awesome. I'm so happy to see that. I'm so happy to hear it. You deserve
feeling
this way. So it's awesome.
Thank you. I'm glad.
You work hard. You know, there's no magic bullet protocols, right? So if you're eating crap and you take these magic bullet things, you're not going to feel, but she's been working so hard at her lifestyle and, you know, her diet and really being careful that it's really nice to see that there's been an answer yet.
Yes, thank you.
Products, because, you know, I think we talked about parasites at one point, and, you know, you've done various and sundry things, but to have something that really, you know, has more highly effective than, you know, berberine and artemisia and whatever else that we might know about, it's kind of cool. So I'm going to research it and find out more. I'm glad you told me it was Jay Davidson. And you found out about it through Jonathan Otto? Through his?
Both of them. Both you know, because it was like a year ago, I started listening to Jonathan Otto, and Jay Davidson would be on, and somehow I just kept getting their, you know, their email things to say, okay, listen to this. So,
cool.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yay. Hey, Gail. Who else has a share or a concern or a challenge that you want to talk about? Susanna. You're unmuted. Except I don't hear you. Is there a thing not turned on? Oops. And we're still not hearing you.
See her microphone.
Yeah. Is there an on-off switch on the microphone? I don't know. You're going to give it to the... There you go. Nope, not yet. Can you undo the headset and just talk right into your computer mic? She's got the tech whiz in. And let me look in chat. You know, it's interesting because I just noticed on my Zoom that I have the ability, it says go live on Facebook, and it used to not be able to do that. So it's kind of interesting that we may be able to do it straight from a Zoom call. Because it used to be you had to go into Zoom webinar.
Can you hear me?
Yay. Okay. Complicated technology that I don't understand and can't correct. Okay, so I have just a couple little, I think, quick lab questions.
Okay.
Can you mute that, please? I'm going to change rooms. I'll talk as I go.
Dr. Rita Marie, I wanted your impression, and I would not make any changes. I do have an integrative physician that I would run this by, but I'm wondering about my thyroid medication given my numbers. My numbers are, TSH is low. It's like, and I've never been told I had have Hashimoto's. I think I may just be underperforming in a lot of different areas, but my TSH is 0.24, so that's low. Okay. Total T4 is 5.4, so that's low. Free T4 is 0.95, so that's low. But my free T3 is 3.9, which is in the green zone. The medication that I take, and that's on my master tracker, I just wrote the numbers down. The medication that I take is Armour Thyroid, and I take 60 milligrams in the morning and 60 milligrams at noon, so it's a split dose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if something's off with that, because those three out of those four numbers I gave you are low.
Yeah. So here's the thing that's interesting with this. Your TSH is 0.24, which is low, which usually indicates that there's a hyperthyroid going on, that your thyroid's overactive. So something has to be high in order to trigger the pituitary to stop stimulating your thyroid. But
okay.
Total T4 is 5.4, low. You know, T4 is the three, free T4 is three, is in the range. I don't think it's high enough to drive the pituitary to stop secreting, because it's still within the optimal range. I think the range for the lab goes up to 4.5. So we wouldn't expect that. So I'm wondering if there's something going on with your pituitary.
Okay.
That your pituitary is not stimulating the thyroid the way it's supposed to. Because what I would expect to see with your numbers is a high TSH. I'd expect to see it like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Right? High. Yeah. Because it's working hard, but the thyroid isn't kicking in. So it sounds to me like your thyroid might be okay.
Hmm.
But your pituitary stimulation. Given you've taken all that Armour, right? 60 milligrams in the morning, 60 milligrams in the middle of the day. Armour has got a combination of T4 and T3 versus Synthroid or just T4, which would be just T4. So we don't know what your total T3 is, but that's usually not important. With these numbers, I wouldn't necessarily suspect, but have you done in the past your TPO or your antithyroglobulin?
Yes, and it always comes out negative.
It comes out negative. That's what I would suspect, given this profile. It doesn't look like an autoimmune based on what I've seen. But I think there's something going up above.
Right? Okay.
Stimulation from hypothalamus to pituitary to thyroid. It's not talking to the thyroid in such a way. I would expect that, like I said, that number to be much higher with these lower numbers. I would expect that to be in the fours even, or fives.
Yeah.
So that's the piece I would look at. As far as medication, how long have you been on this medication?
A long, long time, probably 15 to 20 years.
Okay. Pituitary suppression from taking medication for so long. That happens.
Okay.
This is the pituitary. Suppresses the pituitary, and then the pituitary doesn't respond properly because it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. And I don't know how your doctor would feel about this or how you would feel about it, but my tendency, if this were me, would be to try less of the medication, like go off one of the doses or split it with 30-30. I don't know if you can do 30-30, but splitting it differently so that you're on less. And then do that for 4 to 6 weeks and retest to see, does that cause the pituitary to kick in more? Right? Because right now the pituitary doesn't have to work because you're giving it all that Armour. Clearly the Armour isn't enough. Your thyroid itself is probably not, we don't know if it's not able to produced because it's not being stimulated the way it should. Like a healthy thyroid situation, I'd like to see the TSH a 1 point something, the T4 something, like the free T4 something like 1.1. And you can see it, I'll share it with you, on the master tracker. There's a little diagram right after it. Let me see if I can go there. I'll find it. Susanna. Okay. Susanna, S-U-S-A-N-N-A-H. Okay, there you are, Susanna Labs. Okay. No, it would be in your regular, Susanna, because that's the master tracker. Okay, let me share my screen here. Did I share it? No, I didn't. Okay, share. Susanna. All right, so if we look at your master tracker, I want you to see that there's a really cool place in here. Okay. And I'm just going to take a quick look at your results because I want to see what it's been over time. I'm assuming you have several of them in there at least. Okay, you have three of them. So this is the most recent one. We'll go down to thyroid. Yeah, so it's always been that low. It's been that low at least since a year ago, right? A year ago, April. 5.4, but you didn't have the total and you didn't have the free. And look, it was really high here. So this draw, I could see this driving this down, but, and here it was pretty normal, but you still had a 0.2. All right, so let me show you what it ought to be. There should be right here, TS diagrammer tool.
Oh,
okay. So right down the middle is where the ideal, we'd expect to see the ideal. So that would be a 1.3 to 1.8 on the TSH. It would be a free T4 of 1.2 to 1.9. So if I put your numbers in here, you're a 0.24. So you're a 0.24. So you're way down here. And then you were like a 0.9 or 0.85. What were you on the free T4?
The free.
Oh, wait, I have it written down. 0.95. Yeah.
Yeah, 0.95.
So here's where that would be, 0.95. And then your free T3 is way up here. It's like a 3.5, 3.9. Okay.
3.9.
Yeah, 3.9. Okay. So now if you were not, if you're not on medication, right, I would look at this and go, whoa, you're over converting your T4 to T3. It's going in this direction, which is an unusual pattern. Usually people are under converters, right? Converting too much. And then your TSH, I would still say your pituitary is not kicking in.
Okay.
Right? So your pituitary is not kicking in to produce enough TSH. I would expect to see these here. Yours are way skewed, right? You see that?
Yeah. They're messed up.
They're messed up. So, you know, we don't know how much of that is being affected by the medication, right? Because Armour has T3 and T4. Is it that you are converting just fine, but the extra T3 is raising it up to be skewed from there? Or is it that you're not, or that you're over converting? That's a real rare problem, over converting. So that's where I would, if I were you, right, I would talk to the doctor about what happens if I just go off of this for a while? What happens if I go to half of it for a while, right?
Right.
And cut it down by 25% and then 25% and see what it does to the numbers. See if, you know, if you're taking too much T3 in relationship to T4. Because remember, we don't have control. It might be considering a bioidentical thyroid supplementation where they can choose the amount of T4, choose the amount of T3 instead of going with Armour. Armour, it actually varies from dose to dose. So you could think you're taking a certain amount and it's working, and then they have a new batch and it's different for you, right? Mm-hmm. So the options are talk to the doctor about prescribing bioidentical where the T4, it'll take a good 6 months to get it straight, where you got a certain amount of T3, a certain amount of T4, and you're figuring it out so that you bring them into that alignment. Does that make sense?
What companies do the bioidentical?
Well, it's usually it's like People's Pharmacy, where they do the, what do they call that? There's a name for it. But anyway, there's lots of pharmacies that will do that. But
compound.
Pharmacy would do it.
Compounding.
Compounded. Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't think of that word. Thank you. The compounding pharmacies, right? And People's does that. So we've got People's here in Austin, right? So they could easily write a script and you take it to People's and they would take it out. It does take a little doing and testing to see what that level would be, because we don't really know how much is in the 60 milligrams, how much of that, what percentage of that. If you can contact the lab and say, look, this is the batch number I have. What's the percentage of T3 and T4 in here? That might give us an assessment if they've even assayed that way, but that would give us an idea of what percentage. So of that 60 milligrams, how much of it is T3, how much of it is T4? That would give at least a starting point for your doctor to go, okay, let's try this much T4 and this much T3. My guess would be you don't really need as much T3.
Okay.
The point is, there's the pituitary, because that's the reason I said to try to see if there's any way you could wean off of it, because your pituitary is being suppressed.
Okay. Suppressed pituitary. All right.
Now, I'm going to show you on the thyroid module, which you have access to. And
that's a TRTA.
TRT.
TRT.
Yeah, we'll just go back to. Supposed to have this drop down for getting ERC straight from there. We're working on it. Okay. ERC. All right, so we're going to go down to thyroid. And for those of you who are coming back for a second year, you'll have access to some of this stuff down here that you haven't seen before, these other modules that happen in the second year, third year. Thyroid, Revive, and Thrive. I'm going to show you a chart that I don't know how conventional. Your doctor's integrative, so he'll like this chart. Yeah. If they were normal, you know, Western medicine, they go away. You know, that's just nutrition. That doesn't mean anything. So we're going to go into this part five. And we're going to go down to the document that's, here we go. Thyroid balancing protocols. And in here, I have a really cool chart that you can look at your labs. Find it. It's towards the back, I think. Yeah, here we go. All right. So when you look at this chart, it has the various, let me go up a little bit. You have to look at the first part of the chart first. Get rid of that. All right. Okay, here you go. So you're going to look here and you can circle like where your stuff is. Like ideal is here, right? You're low. Okay, so I can't really edit it in here because it's not at Word doc, but you're low here. Total T4 is low. Free T4 is low. Free T3 is normal. So you can circle all the different things that would mean. So you basically look at it and you go, where's an L? And you put it and you can see where the most marks are and take a guess at which area is underperforming or overperforming with your thyroid. So ideally you would go, okay, TSH is low. It's there or it's there, right? That's the only ones that show that. Total T4 is low. It could be this or this. Everything else, well, it could be overconversion, but we know it's not overconversion because we already know that T3 is high, so or normal, so it's not that. So it's going to be one or the other of these. And so you figure out what it is. And in this case, I'm going to just share with you, I think there's some pituitary hypothyroid going on.
Okay.
Okay? Because of the numbers, because of where the numbers are lying, right? So the next step is we know pituitary hypothyroid. So we can go down to this chart and we can go pituitary hypothyroid. And again, I'm not a this for that person, just disclaimer here, but it gives you some ideas of some of the herbs, nutrients, et cetera, that may help to restore balance here. So antioxidants. I think you're doing all of those. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Essential fatty acids. You've been doing that. Rice bran, possibly, and I like tocotrienols as, you know, rice tocotrienols are a possibility. It could be a shortage of L-arginine. If you have cholesterol problems and you have, you know, your APO44, right? The arginine is important for nitric oxide production, right? And so it can be helpful in that area, but also to support that. So your arugula and spinach and Neo40 and things like that that have those in their beetroot powder, etc.
Doing those.
Magnesium, manganese. You doing those?
I know I'm doing magnesium. If I'm getting manganese, it's through food.
Okay. So it's possible. I'm not going to like pick a one thing, but phosphatidylserine. Can help.
I take the precursor, and I have some in a brain formula that I take.
Okay, so you're doing that. Sage leaf. And I'm just grasping here for stuff that you could try to bring this into balance. Right. I think the main cause, like the root cause of the low pituitary, is 15, 20 years of suppression by taking doses of thyroid medication. You know, you're already doing B-complex, I know, B6. Zinc, maybe.
I take the liquid zinc.
And adrenal support, right? So looking at your adrenals and how are your adrenals functioning.
And I'm doing the Adrenacalm and...
which has the phosphatidylserine in it, yeah. Anyway, I'm just giving you an idea, but I think that, you know, given you, it's you who's doing everything, right? And not somebody who's just barely doing anything, that I'd be looking at the medication and looking at what can I do to shift that either to the bioidentical and just the smallest doses you can get away with. I'd also be working on the thyroid resistance, because if you don't feel well with lower doses, it could that your cells are resistant, right? So I think getting your TSH to fall a little bit is going to be important, very important. And given those numbers, it shouldn't. That's why, you know, sometimes it's a depression thing, right? Neurotransmitter thing. Dopamine or serotonin can be out of balance.
Well, and I'm COMT too.
And you're COMT. So
I just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Maybe you have parasites and should try Gail's parasite glands, right? Right. So, so those are the things that I think are super important. Anybody with autoimmune, this is a good thing to look at, because this talks about some of the T helper and T, you know, it doesn't apply to you, but these are some ways you can look at it. Like for John, looking at autoimmune and anybody that's dealing with the Hashimoto's or any other autoimmune disease, you want to look at some of these things and figure out whether a TH1 or TH2 dominant. And you can do that by actually taking some of these substances and seeing if you get worse or better with them. If you get worse with TH1 helpers, it means you're TH1 dominant on your autoimmune and you have to go to TH2.
And if that's really interesting.
Yeah. If you get worse on these, like, oh yeah, I feel really great on caffeine, then you're probably needing it because you're TH2 dominant and you need to, it helps it, right? See what I mean? So these are really good. There's a company called Apex that makes these little packets that has these things in it. And you can do your testing, TH1, TH2, and figure out which one you might be dominant in if you're autoimmune, right? Some people say, I love licorice. And some people say, oh my God, licorice is really bad for me, right? If you have too much lip, this is going to stimulate. So I said this backwards, but it's stimulating these. Then you have to stay away from it and you go to the other side. Does that make sense? I know I probably confused half of you, but anyway, it's a cool chart. Of course, then that we also have leaky gut repair and all that kind of stuff for some of these.
That's ongoing.
Right.
That I think will be some good talking points, and that this doctor will jump on that, and I think he'll be responsive. Yeah. I have one other question that's so general that I'm hoping, since that one was more complicated than I thought it would be, that is general enough to where maybe other people would benefit from it. And that is, what do you do about high iron? I've got my serum level is 151 and my transferrin is 99. And I don't know. I don't think it's what I'm eating, but I don't know.
What's your ferritin?
I have transferrin is 99.
So I would get a ferritin because, and this is one thing that a lot of folks are missing when they're doing the testing, is iron or ferritin, but not both. And they should either both be low or both be high. So okay. If your ferritin and your iron is high, it's going to mean something different than if your iron is high and your ferritin is low. I found that high iron and low ferritin can be related to melatonin deficiency.
Okay, well, the two markers that I have, and they're in the master tracker, the two markers I have are serum and transferrin, but that's not, neither of those.
Transferrin is different. Yeah, transferrin is actually the protein that binds to the iron and carries it through the system. Okay. Yeah, ferritin is the stored form. So think about it this way. You have circulating iron. If you get too much of it, your body has this nice mechanism for converting it to ferritin and storing it. So if your iron is high but your ferritin is low, that says that mechanism broke down because it's keeping it high in the blood but not transferring it into ferritin, which would get stored in the liver. So that would be a breakdown there. If you have low iron but high ferritin, that means you have a breakdown, again, where the ferritin isn't being converted to iron to get your level up. So that's why I think it's important to do both, because otherwise we're just guessing. Somebody could say, oh, you have high iron, do chelation, or what chelates iron, or take, you know, whatever, something that interferes with it, like magnesium or whatever. But in reality, the problem may be that the mechanism for storing it. And what I found with the ferritin being high is that there's often inflammation, liver inflammation, right? And if the ferritin is low and the iron is high, it's oftentimes a melatonin deficiency. And I actually watched one of our people in our practitioner training who had this, and she said, okay, she said, I just got some other testing done and my melatonin is low. And she started to actually take melatonin and, you know, do the different things to help stimulate melatonin, and her melatonin started coming up, and sure enough, her iron came down.
Interesting. Right. Okay. Well, I'll have him test that.
Have them test that, and to do them at the same time if you can. If, you know, just do them both at the same time, because if it's weeks or months apart, it might not be, you know, a good, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you want ferritin and
serum iron. Ferritin and serum iron. Wow. Those are the most useful, I find.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Who else? Questions? There's Sandy. Hi. Sandy and Sandra are right next to each other on my screen. Who else has stuff they want to share or ask about? You, Sandy? Come on. Just unmute, or I'll unmute you if you can't. Okay, good. I should be able to hear you now. Speak, let's hear.
Hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, oh, good. You know, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about Friday, August 2nd, special ERC call, get it done day.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it?
You can come and we can do anything you want. We can look at labs. If you're struggling with a particular, you know, food thing that you're trying to incorporate and you want some ideas, whatever it is that you are working on that maybe you need a little help or need a little guidance, we're there to support you with.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. And it's like, I think 4 hours or something. I like those longer calls just because we get to really, you know, get down and dirty and do stuff. And, you know, if somebody wants some support with a recipe creation, I'm struggling with how do I get more of this in my diet or that, we're just going to do it. We're going to get it taken care of. If you're struggling with doing heart math, we're going to practice it together. Right? So whatever it is that you're needing support in.
Okay. That's great.
Okay. And you, I've been eyeing you, and I would love to get you in on a Vital Healing Kitchen sometime in your kitchen to show us how you make some of these amazing foods you show pictures of. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be really cool?
On my back burner, but I want to feel like Gail first, you know.
Well, you have come a long way. And I wonder sometimes if that could be, you know, I know you're working on the heavy metals and.
It could be heavy metals. It could be parasites or one of those things. It could be EMF. I mean, there's so many things it could be. It's really confusing. It can be mold. It's so confusing. I was, you know, the last time I communicated and all, it was thyroid because I had, and I was going to maybe Friday I'll talk to you about that. Okay. Right now, most of you know, many of you know, I'm working on this estate thing and, you know, my estate plan. That's been taking my time and my energy. So I've kind of put most everything except fun. Fun is still up there. So I'm still having fun. But a lot of other things have been on the back burner, including finding, I think I'll probably go to Marcia's doctor if I go to one. I need to find one. You know, I need to go to one and check out my thyroid medication.
Yeah, to get the medication, right.
Now, I don't think I told you, but this doctor, this endocrinologist, you know, he didn't check. He will only do about 3 tests, and he did not check the TSH. And last time, the TSH was like almost 0. It was like 0.2. So on this new medication that he told me to change the medication, he said the same thing as you on the medication. He said I needed to go down. So yeah. He did what you said. That was good. But then I was so exhausted that I thought maybe I shouldn't be taking.
Okay, so here's what I'm suspicious of. When somebody says that their thyroid medication, that the TSH is indicating that there's too much. Because it's not having to suppress, but the feeling that you're having is that there's too little. Really look at the receptor piece. And so go into the Thyroid Revive and Thrive, the booklet that I just had up on the screen, and look at the receptor stuff. So your homocysteine levels, are they okay? Do you need some B vitamin support there? Is it homocysteine okay? Yeah. Have you checked your vitamin A levels?
No, because
check your vitamin A, because if you have, I can't remember I don't remember ever seeing a genetics from you.
Done a what?
Genetics.
No, I never got to that.
Okay, so you may have a SNP.
A lot of things I haven't gotten to yet.
Right? Yeah, I think the genetics would be cool, and I'd love for us to be able to explore that, you know, and look at your genetics and see how do we adapt all the great stuff you're doing to tweak it so that you optimize the genetics. But I think if you had this like BCMA1, then you're not converting all the great beta carotene and all the beautiful plant foods you're eating into vitamin A. So you might want to look at either looking at, you know, vitamin A supplementation, but you're sensitive. So I wouldn't want to do that. I would want to test it first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because you're one of the super sensitives, both on an emotional, energetic level, but also on a physical level.
First, I want to finish the thyroid.
But this is the thyroid, vitamin A testing.
Okay.
It's part of the thyroid because it's the thyroid receptor.
What he did instead of TSH is he did pituitary, and he said my pituitary was fine.
Okay, so he did.
TRH
stimulation or something. Most doctors don't know enough about that, so that's advanced.
I don't even believe it. Who knows? Okay. But then he told me, basically, he doesn't know how to help me, so he sort of got rid of me. That's why I have to find a doctor.
Okay, so thyroid receptors, get vitamin A done. It's probably not expensive. You can get a direct labs or from Dr. Allen Hopkins lab and just run it. $25, $30, something like that. And get your vitamin A run. Okay. And let's see if it's a vitamin A. Because, okay, the things that can cause the thyroid receptors not to work, in spite of the fact that you're taking in plenty of thyroid hormone or making it, is that homocysteine is elevated, so you got to make sure that that's not elevated. And I don't remember your blood test if that was elevated.
I have to look. I
So write these things down, homocysteine.
Another doctor might have told me it's high or low. I can't remember.
Write it down and look it up. Do you have your, master tracker up to speed? You're very low. Can you talk a little bit louder?
Sure.
Very good.
I'm trying to get rid of this message on the screen that's halfway here. I can't get rid of it. It's not from you. It's something else.
Okay. I'm looking to see Sandy. Here we go. Sandy Z Master Tracker. Let's see. I'm going to go to your lab page. And we'll see labs. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Last test you had was back last year. The last test you've tracked here was back
a year ago.
October 18th, yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to look. And it's 0.8. Was your TSH then, which isn't too bad, but your free T3 was 0.8 and your free T4 is 0.8. So that was pretty low.
I've had two tests since then and I haven't put them in there.
Okay. And they're both showing similar with the low TSH.
Yeah.
And the low T4, T3.
Not converting.
Yeah. So again, you know, that's homocysteine was high. Okay. Are you doing... just to see, vitamin D was, you know, it's in a reasonable range. I'd like to see it a little higher. Are you taking D?
Yes, 10,000.
Are you taking any B12, folate, or B6?
I can't do that. However, I've got a Seeking Health. It's that different one, the different B12.
Yeah, the adeno or the...
Yeah, so I take that once or twice or something a week.
Okay, so when are you going to get another lab test done to see where your homocysteine is?
No, everything's on hold till I get this estate thing done.
How long?
I don't know how long that's going to take. I'm writing a book about my special needs. You will get a copy.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, Sandy.
Okay.
How important is your health?
Well, it's really important, but this is also important. Okay. I'm not feeling exhausted like I told you in the very beginning.
Yeah.
I'm not having that happen right now. I'm really holding my own at this point.
Okay. But how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel like Sandy, like Gail just described?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that should take minutes of your time to do. Minutes of your time to do. Okay? I'm going to go either to Direct Labs or Allen Hopkins Lab and run a homocysteine and a vitamin A. Minimally. You don't have to run anything else. Just a homocysteine and a vitamin A.
I got to tell you something. I can't seem to do anything because there's always something else to do first. With Dr. Allen Hopkins, he owes me a test. I think it's a T4 free or something. I have to look up my notes. I've piled
okay.
Also, because of ERC Silver, I was supposed to get two free tests. I don't remember which ones. I think one was homocysteine.
One was homocysteine and one was...
And I never got
anybody remember what it was? You haven't gotten those yet?
No, I never got anything from him saying I could get them, and I haven't. I already paid for the tests after I found out about that.
Okay.
So, I can't do anything until I do something else. And that's why things don't take 5 minutes.
Okay. So we're going to make a note. Angelica, will you make a note that we need to find out from Dr. Hopkins what happened with Sandy's test? Can we look it up? I think one was definitely homocysteine and the other one, I don't remember what it was.
I can't remember either. And then he owes me for another thyroid.
And T4. So you can go in and have one blood draw and do those free tests. And add vitamin A.
I would like to do all the thyroid tests. And I don't want to do the whole panel of everything right now. But I would like to do that. Also, I've already paid for my hair mineral test. So I really want to follow up on that and get that going.
Okay. All right.
That's why I'm not doing some of this stuff.
Okay. So I'm just gonna very respectfully invite you to think about how you want to feel.
I'm working on my health day and night.
I know you are. And there's still a little resistance there is what I'm sensing. Well,
because it's not just you, but other people too. Everybody wants me to do something. And I've got a certain plan what I'm doing. I already put it off for a whole year because I did ERC. So I put this mineral test and some of the other things, I put it on the back burner. Now the year is up. It's time to move on to some other things. So I hear you. I know what you're saying. But I think also it would be better if I did more tests than just a few. But I don't know about that.
But here's the thing. What you're doing is you're making it a mountain instead of a small hill. So I'm asking you to do just climb this little bitty hill and just do these three things. And then when you're past your estate planning thing and all the stuff you're doing, then you can go back and do the full panel. But right now, I think these could give you some information that you can use. So if you've been taking some of the bees, we want to see, is it lowering your homocysteine?
Well, I stopped it and I stopped zinc because I was getting really sick and I was trying to figure out why. Well, I now figured out why. I was taking the one new supplement I was taking called Sweet Enough. I don't know if you ever saw that post. I posted it. And so I took it for 10 days and then, you know, just recently I started feeling some detox stuff. So I stopped it. I think it's a very good supplement. It's just, I got to go slow, as you know.
You have to go slow. Yeah.
And when I start feeling this, I have to figure out what's going on, but sometimes it takes me a while to figure it out.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So how open are you to going back on that adenosyl, whichever, or hydroxy B12?
It's a Seeking Health, Ulta Mineral minus one. Do you know what the minus one is?
Oh, it's the B minus, right? Or
it's not, I don't know what, maybe it doesn't have magnesium. It's minus something. It's not,
well, the minus usually means it's minus the methylated Bs.
It's got those other Bs in it.
But it has the other Bs.
I mean, it's got the other B12, adenosine.
Adenosyl or whatever. What? Yeah, and you still have some?
I'm going to take it again.
Okay.
And I started taking the zinc drops again today because my taste buds, not only they're a little, have become non-existent, they food tastes really weird. And when I started taking zinc before, it really worked.
It worked. Okay. So you're going to get back on those. Do one at a time because you want to just ease your body back into things slowly because that's how your body is.
Now, see, the challenge with the minerals is I take this second thyroid, the T4 or T3, I mean, you know, the one that's for conversion, right? Cytomel, but leothyronine.
Yeah.
I take 1.5 tablets, but I divide it into three. So I take it in the morning, the lunch, and dinner.
Best way to take C2-3.
And you can't take calcium and something else with it. Iron. I don't take iron. But I have to take that mineral. I have to figure out when I can take that mineral and coordinate all this.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been kind of doing.
Well, you know, I think that you might be able to just take separately the Bs that you need. Let me just look real quick at your thing because I want to see if your MCV shows that you needed the B12. Homocysteine could be B12, B6, or folate, or any or all of them, right? So let's see, your number. I'm looking for your, I mean, MCV is perfectly fine. That's a little on the higher side. Yeah, so I think, and then this is, again, I'm looking at a year old's test, which is why I'd love to have another test. Before you move on and away from ERC, I'd love to have that opportunity to help you with balancing this.
So I just wanted to interrupt for a second. I know the bonus, and I remember several months ago writing to Dr. Hopkins' office, and they had resent it to you. So the bonus lab testing you got was the C-reactive protein and hemoglobin A1C. And yeah. And then they also mentioned that you had ordered other ones.
I just never followed up on it. Yeah, C-reactive protein and what'd you say, homocysteine?
Hemoglobin A1C.
Hemoglobin A1C.
Oh, hemoglobin. I mean, I like those. I definitely like those. And then I think it's T4, T4-3 or something. Is the one
that you had ordered that. You had done that part on your own.
That's going to be easy to find in that email. It's just, you know, doing all this. So yeah. And a vitamin A test, right?
Yeah, I think vitamin A and homocysteine are the two that I want to see if you've got some thyroid resistance there.
So no. you'd like me to do a vitamin A test? There's just one test?
Vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
And homocysteine.
And homocysteine.
And then they owe me three more. Okay.
Yeah, and in a person who isn't as sensitive as you, I just say, let's just start dosing A and the Bs like that and just see how you feel and see how it affects you. But I don't want to set you back, you know, 2-3 weeks from taking a supplement that disagrees. So you need to just identify what you need and then go very, very slowly.
Right.
Okay.
I kind of wanted to, let's see, what was it? Before I took other supplements, I kind of wanted to, you know, do tests to see. Oh yeah, another thing, it could be a high cortisol. I could have high cortisol because certain times of the day there's certain things that happen. So right. You know, like there's a whole bunch of things.
Right. And that's the other thing that affects thyroid receptors is high levels of cortisol, which stimulates cytokine inflammation production.
But don't you think it's better for me to get a doctor? An MD doctor like the one Marcia has. She's an MD. I just have to, you know, talk to her and all. And work with her. I mean, I could still do my own testing, but to work with her and see what she says and so forth.
I'm not sure. I think you need to talk to Marcia more carefully because I don't know that that doctor is actually doing a lot of the testing. But maybe they are, you know.
I can still do my own testing, but she's the one that would, I don't have a doctor now to help me with the thyroid medication.
Right. If you need somebody to help you with the thyroid medication.
If I need something different, I want to have a doctor in place.
Right. Exactly. You need that. If you're on thyroid medication, you need an MD in your back pocket. And somebody who's holistic like that, Ayurvedic trained and all that. Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
But Marcia's done a lot of tests with that doctor. Way more than I ever would
do. Okay.
Yeah, she has. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so definitely worthwhile.
All of this. I mean, maybe Friday I can, I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk more on Friday. And we have another call Friday. Hopefully all of you can come. I do have another call happening in 6 minutes.
I just would like to get my numbers in my tracker so you could see everything. Because there's other things that have gone on also that you don't know about. So.
Okay. Well, then let's get your numbers in your tracker.
Let me see.
I would say for you, you have a lot of things on your mind and a lot of priorities. And I would make a list of all the things you feel like you need to do and then just prioritize them.
I've got my list all the time, but I just do priorities. I have my list all going all the time, but I just do priorities. And fun is one of them.
Fun is, I'm glad you do that. I'm glad you do.
I'm proud of myself.
That's really good that you do, because that makes a huge difference on all of it.
Yeah, so I'm really moving along. But wait till you see my story of how I want somebody to take care of me if I am incapacitated or anything.
Oh.
Wait till you see it.
Well, we're just going to set that you are just going to keep getting younger and younger because you've looked younger than when I first met you, right?
I definitely am.
Yeah, and you're just going to keep going in that direction. And with just this little, you know, tweaking of some of these things is all it's going to take.
Okay.
Thank
you for your encouragement. And so, okay.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Sandy. And thank you, everybody, for being here and for being so participatory and so, you know, willing to share in front of others, because the thing is that everybody benefits when you do that. right? Everybody hears your struggles and they hear your how you've overcome or how what you're still struggling with, and we all learn from each other. So that's what the beauty of the community is. So I appreciate all of you. And what is that? She's holding up Ella Campaign, July 2019.
This is the finished product of that root that we dug up live on the show the other day.
Awesome.
All dried.
All dried and ready to do into like tea.
Ready to drink.
Or tincture. Are you going to make tincture from it?
That one probably make either a tincture or oxymel or a honey throat coat kind of thing.
Cool.
Then I got some elder flowers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that could be made into tea.
Yeah.
This is valerian root. You didn't get to see that get dug up.
Oh, nice. Valerian. So she showed us Ella Campaign, which is really good for throat and sinuses. And she showed us elderberry, which has really been shown to be really good antiviral. And she showed us valerian, which is a calmer, although it's a strong calming agent.
Some people,
too strong. You just have to be careful with it. So thank you, everybody. Have a great time.
Can I ask a quick question to the gardeners? I have a show and tell. Maybe you can
tell me.
Okay. This thing was in my garden.
Is that a wild
it
mushroom?
It sort of tastes like, an onion.
Garlic? Like an onion.
Shallot.
Is it a shallot? Like a shallot? Yeah.
I thought it was maybe a ball from the aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Allium? Allium. Yeah, you mean the allium flowers. Family? Yeah. It definitely
because
is an allium family.
This.
Like it's either a garlic scape or a scallion.
And if it tastes more like an onion, it's probably scallion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the leaf is kind of.
Oh, that's what happens when it flowers.
Oh.
Well, my husband pulled them out, so I will know.
Oh, but it has a flower on it. When you buy them in the store, they don't have the flower.
Right.
Yeah, but this is kind of ridged. See? It's not flat.
Yeah, no, it's not supposed to be flat.
So, do you think I can eat this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not for sure.
Well, if it's garlic, I can, but if it's an onion, I can.
Because if it's not on your thing. Taste, you know, or have your husband taste it and see if it tastes more like an onion or garlic. They're very distinctive.
Yeah, to me, this is sort of like chive thing, you know,
like chive. Okay, it could be one of those onion. It's hard to tell by looking at them whether it's a wild garlic. You know, what do they call the garlic scape? You said called
garlic scape. Yeah.
Yeah, garlic scape or a scallion. But it's one or the other, really.
Yeah, it looks more like a scallion to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the taste had a little bit of that. You know, thing of a scallion. But I looked at scallions and they're all flat leaves.
So. They usually have flat leaves, yeah. But Lynn's saying, which I didn't know, that when it flowers, it gets rounded. Is that right? Yeah, because I've never seen one flower. I've only gotten them in the supermarket and they're not flowered there.
The garlic scape is actually the little thing that comes out of the garlic plant, and it actually opens up into that bulb like that, and it flowers out and it has seeds. That, and you actually snip that off at the time that you
come out.
That's a garlic scape. It's actually part of the garlic plant, and you cut that off so that the bulb will develop. If you don't cut it off, your bulb will not fully separate into cloves.
Hmm, really? I didn't know that. Learn something new every day.
It's something you got to prune off of the garlic, or it won't finish.
Good job. All right, I do have to go because I have somebody waiting for me to talk to me at 7:15. So I will.
Thank you.
See you all on Friday. Thank you. Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sandra, you look great. Thank you.
You.